All right, WWIB, that was kind of confusing to me, and I will try to explain why, and my system kind of froze up. It's well, let's see. We'll get Jason Kanz on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so, yeah. Anyhow, we get digital audio on our songs, and I was kind of confused because the reading said we still had another minute 20 on the song, but I thought that shouldn't be the case, and it did end. But the indicator is that it's still in the middle of the song, but it clearly isn't because it's over now.
Weird.
Yeah.
Technology is great when it works.
I know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to restart it here and figure things out. All right, we'll start without music here on WWIB and the WIB Wake Up Show. How are you this morning?
So far, so good.
Yeah. I was thinking.
My technology's been working, though, so far.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
You braggart.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. Right.
Hey, March Hope and Hoops. It's always good when I talk about that. So our prize today is we were going to do this at the end of the day, but apparently it's every time, even before 7, we'll draw for a family 4-pack of tickets to Aqua Via in the Dalles. Do you know what this is?
I don't.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
Aqua Via Lumina is a family-friendly attraction and is suitable for people of all ages, but there is a mile walking trail that has some slopes. It is an immersive multimedia experience. You follow a pathway through a canyon at night as lighting effects, projections, music, and set design immerse you in a unique story world.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, well, especially you like to walk, you know, and take these hikes with your family. You're Mr.
Yeah.
Exercise these days. And so enjoy the experience at your own pace as you discover enchanted moments along the way. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a great gift.
It's got to be kind of costly, I would think. You know,
I have no idea.
But it's on us today. So
great.
Somebody's going to go away. All you need is get some support here for Frank Jury, one of our great WIB listeners. He's so great that I called him at 8 o'clock last night and said, "Frank, would you come in?" And now I didn't say absolutely today. What I said was Wednesday or Friday. He said I could do either day.
Nice.
And my thinking, of course, I'm not. My wife's a way better strategic thinker than me. But I was just like, well, go ahead and do. If you can do tomorrow, I got 48 hours to get somebody for Friday. So.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you take the easy one there, and then you have more time to plan for the down the road.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the way to go.
You bet.
Let's see. Also, does self-care begin with, you know, the famous Ben Franklin saying, early to bed, early to rise makes a person healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm still waiting for the wealthy part, but I don't know. Last night, I realized, you know, with my wife away, and it's just me and the dogs and the ferret, and we've kind of made a life for ourselves these last couple of weeks. But
yeah.
she is coming home, and I realized, like, 8:30, and I'm not a guy who loves rules. I'll hear people. I had lunch with somebody yesterday. He said, "My wife loves rules," and I'm like, yeah, I'm not really that person. Do you love rules?
I'm probably more of a rule follower or a rule lover than you are.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm much more rigid, I think, than you probably are. I'm closer to your wife.
I love flexibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as I thought last time, I'm like, 8:30 needs to be my bedtime. And I wanted to ask you, does self-care begin with making sure you get enough rest?
I think that's absolutely key, is that, you know, so many things happen when we don't get enough sleep. I mean, we get crabby, our days get off, we're more prone to physical illness, all of those things when we don't take care of our need for sleep and for rest, you know. And I think that includes not only sleep, but also other times when, you know, just down periods. Yeah, I think that's so important.
Crabby, I see what you did there, because it's Crab Fest. Very good.
Yes, okay. That was completely intentional.
Okay, well, I almost took us to another one of these times. We are going to talk for multiple days about men and women, which is another book we did our crab conversations on. But next up, actually, in his wonderful books, and this makes me want to go back and look at these, Jason.
Sure.
Is from 2002, and then, I don't know, you also say 2012, but The Pressure's Off. Tell us about this Larry Crabb book.
Yeah, so, you know, I think this is a key message I heard from Larry over time was, you know, this idea that we've been set free, right? You know, it said we used to serve the law, but we've been released from it, and so now we live in the new way of the Spirit, not the old way of the written code. And that became a real, at least in my understanding of Larry, this foundational idea of what does it look like to live in freedom, you know, and I think it really understanding that we're not under this burden of the law, and the notion of grace really figures strongly, I think, in this book.
Well, why you said yesterday that the Old Testament really influenced him a lot, and he was able to capture the metaphors and make them understandable to the rest of us. That Romans 7:6 was the foundation verse for him retitling his ministry as New Way Ministries.
It was, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, you've talked about that verse over and over on here, and I think this is probably the book where he dives into that most fully. He also had an audio series that I don't even know if it's available anymore. I think four teachings where he covered this idea of, it was called the Freedom Series, where he really looks at living or flourishing in this notion of freedom. I remember getting into a disagreement with another person about what freedom looks like. And you know, I think so often we want to put brakes on what it looks like to be set free. And I don't know that that's what's intended.
Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, just the title, The Pressure's Off, a lot of times as Christians, I think we can feel like the pressure's on. But it's, I think, much more biblical, if you will, New Testament, that, yes, the pressure is off. Jesus says he paid it all. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, friend.
You bet.
Have a great day. There we go. Self-care, which, if you would. Randall Evan Stonehill, better known as Randy Stonehill, is 73 today. He is a singer-songwriter from Stockton, California, best known as one of the pioneers of contemporary Christian music. His music is primarily folk rock in the style of, here it is, James Taylor. But some of his albums have focused on new wave, pop, pop rock, roots rock, and children's music. Happy birthday to Randy Stonehill. Frank Jury just arrived. We'll hear from him in a moment. Let me tell you about the prize that nobody is in line for. It's a $100 value, folks. I mean, Carol Stewart not messing around with this one. You know, and originally the plan was to just draw for this at the end of the day, but we said, you know, forget it. Let's do it right now. And she crossed it out on my sheet here. She made sure I captured this. It is this morning before 7, we're going to draw for a family four-pack of tickets. And I think we should just give it to Frank if nobody gets behind you this morning. I mean, you could pledge for yourself and then just have a chance at it. Frank, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
All right. So we have this family four-pack of tickets for Aqua Via, and I've been telling folks about this. This is a immersive multimedia experience in the Dells. You follow a pathway through a canyon at night as lighting effects, projections, music, and set design immerse you in a unique story world. You enjoy the experience at your own pace. You discover enchanted moments along the way. It is sounds like quite the experience. I'm looking at this here. It's really cool. And so somebody can win this $100 value. But all we're asking is give us a, you know, minimum pledge towards your shooting. And you got your patch on there on the left eye today. So,
well, that's the way it always is I walk.
Okay. So it doesn't affect your shooting.
Nah, it's still poor.
We already had you lined up to be a putter, but nobody tabbed you. This is your first time to shoot this.
First time to shoot.
Have you ever done it other years?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, looking forward to it, Frank. Appreciate that. And good to have you here this morning, and one of our great WIB listeners for many years, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And what did you teach at UW Stout?
Math.
Okay. Ah, yes.
Math and stats.
So what, okay, when you say math, like what type of math did you teach?
Kind of an algebra advanced type of thing, and statistics.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think my last class in college in the summer of 91 was like a short course in calculus, and it was a pass-fail, and I had to call the teacher to make sure. I started strong and kind of faded down the stretch. So
I know Frank, because he comes in and volunteers his time at Venture with us. He uses my room every week.
Okay.
So, yeah, so he comes in the steam room, and he volunteers his time to help out with our kids that need some challenge in the math area.
Now, we should explain the steam room is not like at the Y here. It's steam like a... tell us, Sarah, what the steam stands for.
A lot of people know it as STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, but we inserted, and as the trend is going across the nation, STEAM inserts A in there. To bring out the arts, and in my classroom, it's more like craftsmanship, you know, like when you're making something, building something, you take your time and you do a good job to make sure it looks aesthetically pleasing. So he uses my space while I'm off of class time, and he does a great job of challenging some awesome kids. So we appreciate his time in there.
Are you wanting to pledge for him this morning?
Absolutely.
What do you say? How much?
$5 a basket, make or miss. It don't matter.
All right. Make or miss. Thank you, Sarah. I got your phone number, so we'll let you know. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
And you're in on the drawing. Today in history, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell successfully spoke the first words on a telephone by calling for his assistant. I don't know if he had any vision towards cell phones at that point. I'm thinking not. Also, this morning, we can tell you special events. It's Girl Scout Day, Alfred Hitchcock Day. Baked scallops have their own day, as do it's a day to organize your home office. If your office isn't at home, don't worry. Okay. It's Plant a Flower Day and Working Moms. We celebrate you today. And today's number is, I think every mom is working, though, yeah, whether at home or not. Today's number is 13,800, the number of people injured in the UK each year by, boy, this would be a great trivia question. Injured each year by vegetables. I've never heard that before. How would that happen exactly? So, Frank, do you have a take for me? How are 13,800 people in the UK getting injured by vegetables?
That, I could just see a broccoli smashing a person. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. Was there ever an episode on VeggieTales where the veggies hurt anybody? All right, let's set the table here for Frankie, as his wife Rita called him. All right, we had Sarah, $5. Was it per make, I think, right? Was it per make or per miss? I can't remember. It was at least $5 per make. It might have been. I'll have to go back and check the audio tape. Missy says $15 flat pledge. Frank himself, a $50 flat. Cal in Jump River says $10 per make, but shoot the doubler with the sixth shot. Tammy chiming in this morning with, I think it was $50. Yeah, $50 pledge from Tammy this morning. And Rita, 20 per make, 10 per miss. She was cheering you on. And again, we've got the drawing coming up from among all of you pledgers this morning before 7 for that $100 value. Family four-pack of tickets for the wonderful Aqua Via Lumina experience in the Dells. Frank, jury, take it away. Yes, I am ready. First one is up and, oh, a little strong. Little strong, yeah. He's standing about as far back as you can go. Retired professor from Stout banks it in. That backboard was friendly yesterday as Andrew Draper was the underhand and the backboard work. There's the third. Oh, yeah. He used the same ball. He's ball boying for himself here. 2 out of 3. Next one is Swisharoo. 3 out of 4. He's got one more. Well, a couple more to go because of the doubler. Oh, I thought we got our CCM song tournament started yesterday with Toby Mack advancing over Hannah Kerr. And now we continue again. As in the past few years, a different song every round. A field of 16 more this year than 32. That's fine. And as one person reacted, I think it was Deb in Chippewa Falls, who we'll hear from first. She was like, wow, this is, up against, she's got Ann Wilson. She's up against Matthew West in the first round. That's a pretty strong opponent. Well, that's, you know, we're basically into what was the previous year's second round. So, again, we've got Deb in Chippewa Falls will introduce her song for Ann Wilson and later hear from the person who nominated Matthew West and his song. And two ways to vote for these songs here on this Wednesday morning. The listener line at 396-1670 or also bonus vote if you're a member of the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
All right. So Ann Wilson, her song Rebel against Matthew West, his song The God Who Stays. Let's hear the intro.
Hi, this is Kimmy and I'm calling for my mom, Deb. We chose Ann Wilson as a family since we picked Matthew West last year. Ann Wilson is a family favorite, and the songs we picked are all our favorite songs by her. Hopefully they won't go against my song and pick the song by Matthew West.
Here's song number 2. Beth from Eau Claire nominated it. Here's what she said.
Good morning, WWIB. This is Beth Peach from Eau Claire, and I chose Matthew West, and the first song that I chose is The God Who Stays. I really like Matthew West's songs. I got to see him at Wausau this last year at his Don't Stop Praying tour. Just what's been going on in my life over the last couple years, his songs really resonate, and I just really like his music and The God Who Stays. God does stay with us, and It really is part of my heart, knowing the music. So good luck. I hope Matthew West does well against Lauren Daigle. And you guys have a good morning. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Well, we had a good matchup here, and it was a battle between Ann Wilson, her song Rebel, nominated by Deb in Chippewa Falls, against Matthew West, The God Who Stays, nominated by Beth Deitch in Eau Claire. Who came out on top?
The winner is, and I will let you know,
Ann Wilson, Rebel.
Ann Wilson wins by, I believe it ended up being a tally of 9 votes. So thank you, everyone. Great participation again on the text line and in our Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group.
You know, there's a saying when it comes to ending a job or ending a relationship, you know, moving on, is don't burn the bridge. I think that's great advice, Caleb.
Yes, indeed.
That was not heeded by people. A survey of human resource managers discovered some wild ways people have really quit their jobs.
These actually happened. For instance, a marching band accompanied one guy in his announcement that he was quitting.
I think he made his point. This is true. This is a true story. Quote, the worker threw a brick through the window with the words, I quit, written on it.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Talk about burning bridges. Don't quit your job like this. These things have actually happened. One person made his wife call to say he was not coming back. Come on, man.
Well, he's not the only one who did something like that. We'll find out later. One person went to the bathroom and never returned.
It's like how some people escape a bad date, right? It's just kind of like, yeah, I got to use the restroom and then just
somebody go check on Johnny. He's been gone for 3 hours.
Now, this seems like kind of a sweet way to quit. But again, these are don't quit your job like this. One employee baked a cake with her resignation letter written on top.
If I knew you were coming and I baked a cake. A worker sent a text to a colleague and asked her to forward it to management.
Wow. So not only quitting by text, but quitting by proxy text as well. An employee's parents let the company know their son was resigning.
Yeah.
Yeah, mom and dad, could you just handle that for me?
If you don't ask a coworker to do it, maybe your mom and dad. Someone else left for lunch and never came back.
Never came back. 8 minutes before 9 o'clock, 35 degrees, time to shoot for hope and hoops. Sam Aberle from Saturdays and Middays and so many other things here at WWIB has agreed to be our guest after I mixed up the dates. And again, my apologies on that. River coming in next Wednesday, not this Wednesday. But still, Halva, we've got an amazing prize, and folks could still get in a last-second pledge if they want.
That's right. Aquavia, it's a family four-pack, $100 value. Two and under are free. So, again, this is terrific. Kayla was mentioning it's follow a mystical deer on a journey in search of the source, a legendary spring set to transform nature. So it's just a... just the lighted walk at night, as you said well earlier. There's so much to do during the day, the water parks and such. But what about night? This is going to be a fun, very friendly family activity. So still get in, 396-1670. And Sam from Saturdays is about ready to go.
All right. Sam, are you ready to rock and roll? I have told him if he makes all five, I'll play one of his favorite artists, Carmen, Heart of a Champion. Yeah, so
that's a pretty good deal. That's all right. A good incentive.
All right. Here we all go, right, Sam. Here we go. Donning another wonderful hat today. The first one is off the mark a little bit, but we've seen it's that, right. You know, go for right. The rest of the way. Four more to go. This next one, hey, a bank. Use that backboard. The bank is open. One for two. Ooh, one for three. Two more to go for Sam. Can match Johnny from yesterday on the drive. Oh, one for
rimmed
four.
Out.
One last one for Sam. It's on the way. Off the backboard, no.
This is the thing. I think we'll get a little post-game reaction here from Sam. I think we threw him off because normally he's sitting in the seat that I'm sitting in on Saturdays to shoot.
Which is a tough place
to
shoot from.
We were
just talking about this beforehand. It's almost like when you're standing up, you're at eye level with the hoop, which is just a really weird angle.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, when I'm sitting in my chair and I'm, you know, doing my thing, as long as, again, it's